can't have a weak foreign policy and a weak posture in the world and still compete in an economic sense.
What do your predecessors, Louis Johnson, learned that? Remember the budget? $11 billion, actually. That's why Elliot doesn't want to be known as Louis Johnson.
I was going to say that I see some encouraging signs among some of the more liberal intellectual type commentators of increasing awareness of the inseparability of military capacity and the foreign policy objectives. This seems to be sinking in. And I think we need to find ways to say this. The carrier task force in the Mediterranean performs a deterrent function, a peacekeeping function, and it maintains a presence which in itself contributes to preserving a balance. We are not able to do that. The whole situation tips. If Europeans come to feel that the only powerful military presence in Europe is the Soviet Union, their whole attitude, as the point the Vice President just made, their whole orientation shifts. And that then becomes a dangerous world. The American people themselves are not going to want to see a situation in which the balance has shifted. And a Soviet preponderance has been established. We begin to see the development of sort of a cornered rat syndrome. And we'll start searching back over in the opposite direction. We have then the risk of real confrontation.
There's one other item that I would like you to include in your round of speeches about the budget. I think it's very important. We have the law enforcement going on next week, and I'm going to make the radio center tomorrow. It's very hard line. It's hard on me because I believe it. I told Bill here this morning that I had the Secretary of State, as he did, to my total concern. He did not ask me, because he knew I thought, say that the terrorists who killed our ambassador and his assistant in Sudan should be given the death penalty. And then have Saran in life in prison. Now, I know on my staff and the places where people that honestly don't believe this, and some for some reason, some for another, it's people that have been doing something, but they don't think it'll work. Let me say that I am convinced that we have to move, Attorney General has already spoken to the point, so we're going to send legislation down, it's going to be good legislation. And also, we decided to step up the members of the drug field. I'd like to have everybody include a couple of paragraphs, a minute or two, on that subject as well, when you're out in your speeches, because it's an area that's very interesting to open, and polls are recently by a factor of 2-1, the general public is not aware of, or that we are doing anything to the law enforcement. Another reason is that you never succeed. There'll always be crime, because there are always bad people, the social scientists in the country, not the same. And so under those circumstances, society doesn't and people are just that way. So my point is, here, just throw that one in too. That's a little bit, you know, a little
wrong. One statistic, Mr. President, in your speech, you say that President Nixon is the first president in 13 years that presided over a country that did not have an increase in the crime. As a matter of fact, the most significant areas is going down. Just say that to the president.
One other thing I think you ought, everybody should keep in mind is, maybe you shouldn't say, but the only place in the world today where our diplomats feel safe are communist countries. There's no security problem in any communist country. In every other country in the world, we have the guards, alarms. Oh, now that is ironic and sad when you realize that's a fact.
Mr. President, if people just decided about it, they'll remember right after, before we went to China, we had somebody letters here, either to a church, saying, oh, that's just terrible, it's such a risk, and we really should go, and all that, but, so I did write the facts along those lines. We didn't really need Secret Service at all.
Something to support what you're saying, you know, our emergency procedures on the church on the air, in the airplanes. We had the first example this week of how right we were in Spokane. We had a man tell his wife, commanded a car, went to the airport, commanded an airplane. There was a local policeman on guard who had just completed our FAA school, and he managed to keep and wound the man and did, in fact, keep anything serious from happening. The man never got near an airplane. But the fact we had a trained man there who'd been through our school, I think, foreclosed where it happens.
But you know, you hate to believe me, I know a great pleasure for me to have to recognize the Congress legislation that will make it possible in certain major crimes to have done the punishment and to raise the punishment in terms of drug pushers and so forth in ways that instead of having soft-headed judges and probation officers send them out in the streets, they send them to prison. On the other hand, if anybody's got a better answer, I'll be glad to hear it. We tried the other way for 8 years, totally compassion. The law is the enemy, and the society is divided, and crime skyrocketed. Now, for the 4 years we tried it this way, it's begun to work, and we're going to give another good whirl now, if I'm using this a few votes.
Thank you.